Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Black, you, Robert, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Stovey telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. Yes, they do. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices you can use to get this show and all the programming here on the network. We start the easy way. You can literally just go to our website. Go there. Click on the Listen Live button. We're there. All right? And that's not so bad. You know, because if you're sitting at the desk and the boss is cool and all that kind of good stuff, well, what the hell's wrong with that? You know, just as long as you're getting your job done, that's all right. Right? I mean, we know what the drill is. Everybody has a moment. But if you're really looking to get involved in the show, and everywhere you go, you can get us. You got the devices, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, the platforms. Go about it. And that's a beautiful thing. So it's really about how you want to go about your listening pleasure. And so long as we have you, we're happy to be a part of it. So that's the way you do it. That's the way we do it. And that's the way we want you to be an absolute part of the Sports Attack. Now, for those of you who are, you know, sitting at the desk and you're kind of confined a little bit and doing a clunky routine, well, we're there too. Like I said, it's all right. You're in your car. XM, Sirius, affiliates all around the country. We're still on a bunch of places. Memphis and Tampa. We're all over the place, and that's not so bad. So don't forget, Spano, long gone. Love my buddy. He's surviving. He had some rough times going on, but he's okay now. So those of you who know him, think of him often. And those of you who have people serving, think of them often too, because they're running towards it while we run away from it. And we never forget that here in the Attack. So, everybody, stand by. We will be back to talk sports right after this short timeout.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they
there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Demanskis brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Demanskis has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all over the place. We love them. They love us right back. All right, so let's go to work here. We're talking NFL. We've been having a lot of fun with it, but not in a good way, because we're talking about the demise of what's going on in a lot of ways. And the NFL is just not in good shape right now, and they're not doing themselves any favor. However, the combine is upon us, and there's all kinds of storylines going on as well. Everybody's in the process of getting evaluated, and not the least of which, because the priority is pretty high because of the fact that you got a whole bunch, and I mean a whole bunch, of quarterbacks in their draft who are going to get taken. And, you know, it's interesting. It's without question the toughest decision that has to get made in the National Football League. And when you look at the guys who have to make said decisions, it ain't easy. It is not easy. And when guys pull out and they don't do what they're expected to do, or they decide for injury purposes or whatever the circumstances are to alter the plans, well, it sends up red flags for these guys. And I love listening to the GMs who have done it. And I mean guys who have really gotten it done. You know, the Bill Polians and the you know, the Godfather Gil Brandt and you know, all this kind of stuff. And they're very upfront, you know. They were telling a story about Vernon Golston, who the Jets drafted. And guy was a linebacker. Couldn't get out of his own way. Looked the part. There's no question about it, but he literally could not tackle. He had no sacks in his entire National Football League career. And, you know, this was, it just didn't work. Well, Sam Darnold, and I'm not saying he's not going to be in a league, but Sam Darnold has decided not to throw at the combine. and he's going to focus on athletic testing and interviews, and he's going to throw on his pro day on March 21st. Now, a whole bunch of people have him going first overall, and that's all well and good. But considering that he had a pretty sketchy last 20 games in college, 20 interceptions in his last 20 college games and 9 fumbles, this is kind of a bold move on his part. Now, he wants to throw to receivers he's familiar with. I get that. At his pro day on conditions that he's familiar with on his field at USC. But considering that Rosen's going to throw and Allen's going to throw and Mayfield's going to throw and Mason Rudolph is going to throw and Jackson's going to throw, this might not help him. And if he happens to have a bad pro day on top of it, he could plummet. Now, there's no question about the arm strength. He looks the part. He's, according to the scouts, and I question this, but he's more athletic than Josh Rosen. I don't think so. I think they're pretty much equal when it comes to that. They're traditional pocket passers. And occasionally they make plays with their legs, but you don't want these guys running. But considering that some of the guys who are on the list who have never done it before, some of them got picked number one overall, some didn't. And some guys who didn't throw, Derek Carr, Teddy Bridgewater, Manziel, Luck, RG3, Tannehill, Osweiler, Gabbert, Bradford, Tebow, Matt Stafford, Matt Ryan, Jamarcus, and Brady Quinn. Now, four of them went first overall. But out of that group, what do we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Only four of them have had any real success. Five. Four and one that's, you know, been banged up his whole career. Carr, Luck, Bradford, Stafford, and Ryan. That's pretty hardcore. That's pretty hardcore. Now, I don't know how it's going to play out for this kid. He'll still get drafted in the first round. But considering the bad decision-making process, considering what he's done on the back end of his career, and considering that the depth of this class is extraordinary, he's running a real risk here. Because, I mean, to me, and I've said this anyway, that if I'm Cleveland, I pick Josh Rosen. He's the guy. And he goes. The rest of the guys, there's big-time question marks. Now, CBS has Mason Rudolph going back up into the first round, and maybe the combine will move him up even further because a lot of people had him as top of the second round talent. But Josh Allen did not have a good Senior Bowl. Baker Mayfield didn't really get to perform because of what was going on with his family. Rosen and Bradford weren't there. I mean, Darnold, excuse me. You know, so the quarterback roulette here is going to be really interesting. Now, it's funny. CBS, which I like looking at their website because of the fact that they goof around a lot of times because everybody's throwing out, you know, ESPN has the two big gurus and, they, you know, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Not now. It's just fodder to talk about when you have nothing to talk about. CBS, their guys, they're like, they got Indianapolis trading Andrew Luck to Cleveland. I love it. I love it. And they end up with three of the first four picks. Now, how cool is that? How would you like to see that happen? Indy ends up with three of the top five picks. I'm sorry. They give up the 1 and the 4 to get Andrew Luck. And the Colts end up with the top three of the top five picks and rebuild their team overnight. Woo! That would be fun. League also announced that Teddy Bridgewater is going to hit free agency. So that means they don't have a quarterback. Vikings, and this is all behind the scenes stuff, but the league announced that Bridgewater is going to be a free agent. Vikings aren't got a tag case, and they can't roll the dice on Sam Bradford. They just can't. They just can't do it. So they were all in on Kirk Cousins. Now, for some reason, he ends up with the Jets or he ends up with some other football team. And don't forget, the Cardinals are in play. There are other teams that are in play here. Denver's in play. It could get very interesting, to say the least. Well, it's never interesting. We've got to break up the flow of the show to go to a commercial, but hell, it pays the bills. So we'll be right back. I'm Black. You're not. Please don't go anywhere.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge sales. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, you're back with the Attack on Black. You're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Still free telephone number of the Attack. And, you know, look, it's when you've got the opportunity to show off, you got to take advantage of it. And I don't know what the decision-making process is, why Donald decided to do this. I don't think it's a particularly good idea. You know, and quite honestly, the one that you really need to look at is what happened to Teddy Bridgewater a few years ago. Now, until he got hurt, it played out pretty well. But the fact that, you know, he dropped way down in the draft really hurt him because he didn't throw at the combine. And when he had his personal workouts, he didn't play. He didn't do well because it was a one or done. And it was done. So we'll see. Now, the predictions on where the Vikings are going to end up, all of them, are kind of interesting. I can understand. Because like I said, they're going after Kirk big way. So that they're going to try to do. And then you throw into the mix that here's a guy in Case Keenum who hit his stride at age 30. Well, that's not necessarily what you want to be investing in. Now, like I said, Bradford, they're not bringing back anyway. So maybe it ends up being Teddy Bridgewater coming back. Or they cut some medium-level deal with Case Keenum. Or both. Now, they're going to go after Cousins. They got to have a plan B. And I don't know how it's going to play out. Cousins is going to be looking for somewhere about 30. I don't see the Vikings doing that. They've got some cap room. They got Bradford going to the Broncos, which maybe. I mean, I could possibly see that. But it would only be stopgap. Cleveland, man, if they roll the dice on Sam Bradford and Sam Bradford gets hurt like he always does, that's, forget about it. I mean, Denver makes so much more sense because that window's closing up there because of the fact they don't have a quarterback. You know, it was the same thing that was going down in Houston until they got Deshaun Watson. Now, the same article has Teddy Bridgewater going to the Cardinals. They'd get him cheap. Because, I mean, let's be honest about it. Nobody's going to beat down the door trying to get Teddy Bridgewater. A couple of years ago, yeah, it would have been great. Would have been a nice story. But it's not going to happen just because of the health issues, and he's going to have to prove himself. So what do you do? I mean, personally, I think Arizona would be a nice landing spot for him. Controlled environment, pretty much. Division's competitive, but, you know, that's all fluid anyway. It changes from day to day and season to season. But at this point, he's on a show me. And, you know, what do you do? I mean, how does that play out for you? I don't know. Because then, I mean, if he does prove that he's healthy, then that's a good deal because you could get him and extend him, and he's still very, very young. And go in that direction. But as it stands right now, all three of those quarterbacks are question marks. So it has put Minnesota in a ridiculously questionable situation. I think personally they cut the deal with Keenum. It's a short-term deal, maybe a three-year deal, with lots of upfront guaranteed. Same as they did with Bortles down in Jacksonville. And just make sure that if it turns out that he's a one-year wonder, like Scott Mitchell, that you're not buried by the contract. So, I don't know. This is why general managers get paid big bucks. So, we'll see. Now, as the draft goes, and again, we'll see how it plays, but all kinds of scenarios are getting thrown out there. All kinds of fun. Now, a lot of people, and I just have to say this, I don't get the whole Josh Allen thing, other than the fact, and I love this in Mike Mayock's column. He said he's got the biggest arm I've seen since Jamarcus Russell. Now, I watched Jamarcus Russell at LSU kneel on the 20-yard line and throw it into the opposite end zone, 80 yards in the air from his knees. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Jamarcus Russell also drank codeine cough syrup and partied himself out of the league. Now, there's no hints of that with Josh Allen. But he also has trouble hitting receivers. He throws the ball through them occasionally. But, if you can't hit the broadside of a barn, you're not going to be a very good quarterback. And I don't know that he can. Which takes us right back to the two guys, Darnold and Rosen. And for some reason, people don't like what's between Rosen's ears. Me, I just think he's, a very smart kid who hasn't learned his P's and Q's yet as far as how's he go about his business. And, there's not really much of a filter there. But you say the same thing about Baker Mayfield. He's going in the first round, too. But what I can predict is that contingent upon what the Cleveland Browns do, if the Cleveland Browns get their quarterback and play it straight, there's going to be movement. And I mean by that, Buffalo will make some kind of move to get into the top five, try to get in front of the Jets. Because Denver will more than likely at that point with their fifth pick try to go into the free agent market and go after their quarterback that way, and there's plenty of them this year. Even if it's a two-year stopgap, Denver can get back to the Super Bowl in those 2 years, and they can address the quarterback situation down the line. But if Cleveland drafts Saquon Barkley with the number one overall pick, I just don't see the Giants staying in the two-hole. And I said this before. I think they'll probably end up trading out with Buffalo, getting both the number ones and something else down the line so Buffalo can slot in and get the quarterback that they're looking for. There'll be hell to pay in New York. But the Giants would have to make that move. They would have to make that move. Just because of the fact Buffalo would have to make sure that they get the quarterback that they want. Now, I don't see John Dorsey taking Josh Allen. I just don't. But if that does end up being the case and they go down that road, all hell's going to break loose on draft day. Don't forget, last year, Chicago pulled the trigger to go up and get Mitchell Trubisky after they signed a quarterback in free agency. So this isn't the old days. This is not the old days where number one draft picks were rarely moved because they were constantly looking to just fill that one need. Well, this is no exception. This is no exception. Those days don't exist anymore. And if you hold on to those picks, you could end up getting burned. You got a couple of GMs who are on the spot. Now, Dorsey has some leeway because of the fact they just brought him in and he'll be fine. And Gettleman, to a certain degree with the Giants, has leeway, but he needs to get it right because his quarterback's getting old. So he's got to make the right decision here. The Colts are pretty much locked in to Bradley Chubb. That's how it's going to go down. But Denver, the Jets, all those teams are on the spot to make the right decision here. They can't afford to screw up. And whether it's trade or draft, big things are going to happen. Well, big things are going to happen right here because we're taking a break. When we come back, more of the attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted Home Advisor.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Home Advisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, Home Advisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
Home Advisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Black. You're not. We're talking NFL draft here. This is a horse we're going to beat going forward. You know, and you're going to keep hearing me say things like this every time one of these moves gets made. And it's going to be fluid because a lot of it's going to change with free agency. That's just how it's going to be. But once you get into round two in this draft and some of the needs that some of these teams have, Browns need help on defense. Colts need a running back. Giants need offensive line help. Jets need help all over the place. Bucks need a running back. There's plenty of good guys out there. Now, we'll see how it plays out. Some guys are already falling. Some of the mocks have Daron Payne falling. Some of the mocks have Courtland Sutton falling. I'm curious to see how a lot of this goes. Because there's some stud players that are going to not get taken in the second round. You got the two Georgia running backs that are projected into the second round now. You know, there's some depth. There's some real depth in this draft. I've seen Mark Andrews, the tight end, going anywhere from 20 to 85 in this draft. So, you know, again, we'll see. But there's some talent. It's a deep draft. And you can alter your fortunes pretty quickly in this draft if you happen to get three or four guys that stick on your team. Because the depth is pretty extreme. So, again, we'll see. We'll see. Now, shifting gears here. And we'll be talking combine for the rest of the week and any other stories that pop in the National Football League. Oh, and Ziggy Ansah got franchised from Detroit. They didn't really have a choice because they don't have any other pass rushers. So, you know, we'll see. Now, according to CBS, and just talking free agency here, you got a lot of guys. Some of them will have the tender tag. Not every team has decided yet. And, you know, we'll go down that road when we get there. But obviously, Kirk Cousins is the main guy. Drew Brees is going to go back. Le'Veon Bell is probably going to go back. DeMarcus Lawrence will get tagged, so he'll go back. One of the ones that I'm curious about is Allen Robinson. You know, because here is a legit deep threat on a team that could use one for a quarterback that they just signed that has, you know, results so far. But he had a bad 16 season, tore an ACL in 2017. What kind of money does he get? Chances are pretty good Jacksonville's going to tag him. And if that ends up being the case, they're not going to cut a long-term deal with him. They're going to let him prove, and they're willing to invest for the 1 year, and if he doesn't, out the door he goes, and that's all well and good. Who's going to give Sammy Watkins a big contract? I want to know the answer to this question. Please, somebody tell me. Now, Sean McVay, who made an MVP candidate out of a rookie who was almost considered a bust in Jared Goff, couldn't get Sammy Watkins to produce. 24 years old, big-time talent, big-time size, and Sean McVay couldn't bring it out of him. Who's going to invest money in him? Please, tell me. Andrew Norwell, on the other hand, is going to make big bucks out of some team that needs a guard on their offensive line, see Giants. And we've talked about a lot of the other suspects, and a lot of them are quarterbacks, and, you know, And one interesting one is Nate Solder. And if he decides he wants to walk from New England, he's literally the only left tackle available. And he's the real deal. So we'll see. And there's a bunch of older guys out there. And, you know, some guys with questionable backgrounds, the whole nine yards. Does Deion Lewis think he's going to get a big-time contract? He seems to think so. He's a role player. And if somebody signs him, they're going to get disappointed. Now, I'll tell you an intriguing one, and that's Terrell Pryor. Go home, Terrell. I mean, he left Cleveland, signed a 1 year with Washington. It was a complete disaster. Him and Cousins never got in sync. And he was hurt and all the other stuff that went along with it. Just go. Just go. Go back to Cleveland. Try to keep Gordon on the straight and narrow. Find a quarterback. They'll go win some games. Of course, I did say that all of last year, didn't I? Well, you know what I'm saying. Let's go to the hardwood. I missed the memo on this. But somewhere along the lines, I missed the fact that LeBron James is the conscience of sports in America. Now, I don't know how it happened. I'm usually pretty up on this stuff, but I missed a memo. And I love LeBron. I love me some LeBron on the court. I don't like me some LeBron off the court a lot of times. I will give him credit. He doesn't hold back, and he will speak his mind, but sometimes you're better off shutting your mouth. Now, I'm not saying you're not entitled to your opinion, but LeBron said the NCAA is corrupt, which it is, and these kids ought to be developed in the G League. Okay, well, I'm not so sure about that. They're going to have to come up with something. And this is on the heels of the scandal, which is ever evolving. And, you know, a lot of guys have spoken out. Stan Van Gundy talked about it. And a bunch of other people. And it's all well and good. And they're talking about the fact that the league is, as a whole, corrupt. They exploit the kids, yada, yada, yada. Okay, well, here's the problem with all that. There is no delicate balance here. Okay? Now, college basketball is in the process of destroying itself with these latest allegations. Okay? But it is the pipeline for talent to the National Basketball Association. And James didn't say anything new. He's just echoing what Stan Van Gundy said. And they're going to have to tweak things. I mean, there's no question about it. The NCAA is standing on the sidelines right now just because of the fact that they don't know what to do. They're in league with the NFL as far as lack of ability to do anything. Now, James has a good point in the fact that he talks about, you know, I don't know all the rules and regulations about it because he jumped from high school. He said, but I do know what five-star athletes bring to a campus in both football and basketball. And I know how much these college coaches make and what these colleges are gaining off the kids. And he talks about the narrative that they get a free education, but you guys aren't bringing me on campus to get an education. You guys are bringing me on to get you to Final Four or onto a national championship, and there's truth to that. But it's not true of all programs, and it is a valuable thing. I mean, let's be honest about it. You know, talk to some parents whose kid is $100,000 in debt. Well, basketball player isn't coming out of high school, out of college, $100,000 in debt. You know, so for all of the posturing and pontification of Van Gundy and James, they are missing the boat when it comes to that. Now, yes, I do agree with the concept that they're bringing these kids onto campus to win basketball games. To them, education is secondary. But they do have tutors for them. They do make them attend class, at least in year one, until Christmas break. And all they have to do is remain eligible for the spring semester, and they can play basketball the rest of the time. They can blow their classes off, because when they're done with class in April, they don't care because they're not graduating anyway. They're moving on to the NBA. That's what they have to fix. What they have to work in there is some level of attendance responsibility or something along those lines, where academically they have to keep going. And that needs to be done in concert with something, coming up with some level of stipend for these athletes. And guess what? If the coaches have to make less, then so be it. If you got to knock a million off Coach K's salary to make sure the basketball players are taken care of, then too bad for Coach K. And that goes in any other sport. But then again, it takes us right back to what we've always talked about. First of all, you have to deal with Title IX. Second of all, who gets paid what? Does the badminton player get paid the same amount as the basketball player? Does the tennis player get paid the same amount as the wrestler? Right? Does the soccer player get paid the same amount as the football player? Because you know these are the questions. And as soon as one person gets paid more than another, then the lawsuits start. And if you pay the men instead of the women, the lawsuits start. If you pay the women instead of the men, the lawsuits start. You got to remember something. There's only two sports in college that make money: basketball and football. And not all basketball programs make money. And not all football programs make money. The big boys do. But Wontong State doesn't make money. Look what happened in Alabama a couple of years ago with UAB, where they eliminated the program. Why? They weren't making money. They couldn't afford to keep it going. They brought it back, but they were down for a couple of years. We're down right now. We're going to tap out right here, go to a commercial. When we come back, we're going to wrap up this edition of The Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you. When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. NBA. Yeah, you know, a couple games on the schedule. Cavs struggling with the Nets. As we said, talking about LeBron. LeBron averaged a triple-double in the month of February, by the way, in case you're wondering. Everybody's talking about James Harden like it's a fait accompli that he's going to win the Most Valuable Player award, and he probably is. But no joke. Because LeBron been kicking some booty over the course of February, particularly since the trade deadline. Before the trade deadline, he had to put it on himself because nobody else could do the job. But, you know, tonight against the Nets, 31 points. George Hill at 26. Korver at 18. Clarkson at 14. They got a legit bench. Rodney Hood made a couple of key shots as well. Larry Nance Jr., 10 points, 10 boards, and interior defense, baby. They're a different team. You know, they're only 12 over 500, which for Cleveland is not great. But they're getting it done. And they're going to be a threat again in the playoffs to get to the finals. I mean, you know, are they as good as Houston? Or are they as good as Golden State? Probably not. Probably not. But even with that being said, they're sitting pretty good. They're a half game in front of Washington, who's been playing real good ball. And speaking of ball, we'll be talking about John Ball somewhere down the line when he comes back and how they're going to use him going forward. Because if he's coming off the bench, he ain't going to be happy. But they're winning a lot of basketball games without him. And that is the key thing right now. So we'll see. That's it for this edition of The Attack. I really hope you enjoyed the show today. We had a lot of stuff going on, a lot of things to talk about, as we always do. We'll be back tomorrow with more fun and frivolity here in The Attack. For Scott Cuddy, who is my main man out in San Francisco, and Senior Roberto, who runs the ship here on the show. Have a great day, everybody.